Good evening, Rabbi Levin.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Jake. And as always, we want to thank Jake Wyman for his incredible effort, toil in bringing us together to learn the holy words of Torah every night of the week and every day of the week, 24/7 here at SheerEnjoyment.com. Our great appreciation goes out to you, Jake. May Hashem bless you. All the blessings. Yimale Hashem kol mishalei secha l'toiva. As always, we want to begin tonight's shiur, thanking our sponsor for dedicating tonight's shiur, l'zeichu l'ili nishmas manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Bamidbar, a new chumash. Very beautiful chumash, many different halachos, concepts. And let's learn tonight, discuss shortly an idea that's presented in Bamidbar, a very fundamental principle in Judaism called the Degolim, the flags of the Jewish people. It says in the Pasuk towards the beginning of the parasha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Ish Al Digloi, each man, Al, by, will loosely translate what Al means, standing near Digloi, his flag, the Oisais, Leveisa Oisam. And these words define the nature of the flag. The flag was based on a sign. It was based on a specific oath. We'll explain that in one moment. According to the family, their family, Leveisa Oisam, the home of their forefathers, Yachanu b'nei Yisrael. They shall encamp. The Jewish people shall encamp. We read the pasuk backwards. The pasuk here is saying that the people shall encamp along in position, in their arrangement. Everyone shall be coordinated and positioned in a specific location. And these locations can be identified to an observer, and more than just an observer, for the participants, they can find their place. They can know where to go by looking for the flag. And if you know what your flag looks like, then you know where to stand, where to position yourself when you travel in the desert, in the Masois that would lead Jewish people through the desert for 40 years until they would come into Eretz Yisrael. Very fascinating principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, wanted, and many Midrashim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted that the Jewish people should be arranged in a very specific, coordinated fashion, similar to the angels in heaven, who also travel and move about with a sophisticated degree of coordination, choreography, positioning, order. Is order and discipline in a march. We've all seen military marches, and what comes to mind is discipline, order, hierarchy, respect, and a high degree of sophistication. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants nothing less than this from us as we travel in the desert, which foreshadows our travels through history, through Golus. The Masois represents the journeys of the Jewish people through the long years of Golus until the coming of Mashiach. Rashi elaborates a lot, much more on these words of the pasuk, and I'm going to read the Rashi. Rashi says two ideas, two different ideas as to what exactly is the definition of the word osos. We can loosely translate the word osos as signs, but what exactly does that mean? And Rashi first says, kol degel yihye le'os. Each degel, each flag had its own unique sign. What is the sign? Mapa tzavua tuluyabo. a colored mapa, a colored cloth. Tzivah shel zeh, like tzivah shel zeh, tzivah shel kol echad ki galvad avnoi hakavua b'choshen. Umitoich kach yakir kol echad es tigloi. Rashi says that the flag was nothing more than a color. There are different interpretations. If you look at the study, the different commentators will give you very, very interesting ideas in the drasha based upon tradition, what the flags look like. I'm sure many people have gone to many shuls where there are beautiful stained glass windows of the shvatim, and they have symbols. Some will suggest that those symbols represent things, the symbols that were under the golem of each of the shvatim, each of the tribes. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi is very, very straightforward. Rashi's understanding is that the dagel, the flag of each tribe, was a colored cloth. What was the color? The color was the same color as their unique stone. Each shevet had a stone that was carefully positioned on the choshen, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wore 8 garments, one of which is the choshen. There were 12 stones. Each stone had a different color. Each one of these precious stones, and the color of that particular stone was the color of the flag of each individual tribe. And then Rashi gives us another translation of the word osos. It doesn't mean a physical, it doesn't mean a piece of cloth, a physical piece of cloth which has a particular color, but osos refers to the position. A position of where they stand. And this was given to them as a sign by their forefather, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, before he died, he made arrangements with his children that he should be taken back for burial in the land of Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael. And he instructed them exactly how he should be carried. He instructed them exactly which child should stand on the right, the front right, the center right, the back right, the left. Each child was told exactly where to stand as his mita, his bed, would be carried to the Ma'aretz Machpelah for burial. I'll read the words of Rashi very quickly. Dover Acher, another interpretation. The Ois Leis Leis Avosam, the Ois Shemosa Lohem Yaakov Avihem, Yaakov their father, Kishe Nisa'uhu Minitzrayim. When they lifted him, they carried him from Egypt. Shenema Vayasu Bono Veloikein, Kasher Tzivam. Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun Yisu Minad Mizrach. Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun would carry him from the east. Veruvein Veshimon Vegod Minadarayim. The chuluk the isa b'tamchuma the parsha zay. So Rashi in total is giving us 2 translations for the word the oisais. Either it means a cloth flag which had a specific color, which was the same color as the stone of each tribe on the choshen, or it means the position. As we mentioned, the travels of the Jewish people throughout history are foreshadowed in the Masois and the journeys of the Jewish people in the desert, leading from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael. And as we journeyed through the desert, we traveled with flags. And the flags were defined through the word osos. It must then mean that there is a deep message for us in our behavior as we travel through history, through our long galus to reach our final destination of the Geula Eretz Yisrael and Mashiach. What's the difference between these 2 ideas in Rashi? Yaakov Avinu verse the Oro in the Choshen HaNishvat. Let's go back to Parashat Vayechi. In Parashat Vayechi, when we learn about the journey, Rashi there tells us that the journey of carrying Yaakov did not start until they left the place called Goyren Ha'atad. I'll read you the Pasuk in Parashat Vayechid, Parak Nun, Pasuk Yud, Vayavohu, they arrived, they came ad until Goyren Ha'atad. The threshing floor of Atad, Asher Bever Hayardin, Vayispidu Shon, Mispeir Gadol, Vachaved Me'od, Vayas Lav of Evil, Shavas Yamin. And then it says, Vayasu Vonov Loikain Kasher Tzivan. And then from that location, they carried him to his final resting place. And Rashi explains, what's this place called Gurin Ha'atad? Mukaf Atadin Hoya simply means it was a place that was surrounded with a certain type of thorn. But then Rashi says what it says from Chazal, Rabbi Seinu Darshu Al Shem Hame'oira. It was an event. It was an occurrence. What happened in this location? Kishabohu Shabo Kol Malchir Kanan Unesia Yishmael La Melchama. When they heard the Jewish people have arrived here in this location, they came to war. They came out to fight to destroy the Jewish people. The Kavan Sherohu Kisra Shal Yosef Tolui Ba'aroina Shal Yaakov. When they saw the crown of Yosef was suspended, was positioned upon the coffin of Yaakov, every king in the world took off their crown and surrounded the coffin of Yaakov Avinu with their crown. Amdu kulon, the toliboy kisrehem, v'kifuhu, kisorim, kigoyren hamukof siyog shel koitzim, and surrounded his coffin like a piece of land, an earth, a goyren, a threshing floor, that one surrounds with a fence of thorns. It was the crowns of the nations of the world that surrounded the coffin of Yaakov. Could we even begin to imagine the entire world came out to pay respect to Yaakov Avinu? And immediately following this event, the children of Yaakov took their positions around this coffin and lifted it and brought this coffin to burial in the presence of all of these world leaders. The other thing that Rashi mentions is the Choshen. In Parashas Tetzaveh, when we learn about the Choshen, after we learn about all the details of the Choshen and all the stones, the Pasuk says, and what do you do with the Choshen? The Nosa Aharon, Aaron will carry as Shemois the names B'nei Yisrael, the Choshen HaMishpat Al-Libo on his heart. When he comes into the holy place, Aaron shall wear this choshen, which has all of these 12 stones on his heart, when he enters into the holy Beis HaMikdash, the place where only the Jew can enter, only the Kohanim can enter. Private location. Beis HaMikdash was only permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash were Jews. There was the special fence around the Beis HaMikdash which warned the non-Jews not allowed to enter. They can bring korbanos, they can send korbanos, but the Beis HaMikdash is a holy place which Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, would wear upon his chest the names of the Jewish people as a remembrance for blessing for the Jewish people. It is interesting that from Rashi, who tells about the Dugolim, there is two different ideas that are very different being presented. On the one hand, Rashi tells us that the Dugolim, which represents orderly conduct, every Jew should have his place. But his place has to be relative to his friend. Each segment of the Jewish people has to be positioned with dignity, opposite another community of the Jewish people. Every community has their function, their purpose, their mission, their unique flavor of serving Hashem. And the beauty of Klal Yisrael is that the entire Klal Yisrael is broken into 12 groups, 12 Shvatim, and everyone has their Mokoim. And everyone complements another group of the Jewish people. There's coordination, choreography. There is elegance. There is sophistication in where everyone stands. There is say there. There is order. And Rashi, on the one hand, compares this to the burial of Yaakov Avinu, which took place in the presence of the Goyren Ha'atayt. The entire world was watching the Jewish people, the various segments, the groups, the communities, the different approaches to serve Hashem, all within the framework of Bnei Yisrael, the beauty of how each segment complemented the other. And on the other hand, Rashi tells us that the Golem represent the stones on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol, who serves in the most private location of the world, the home of Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, inside the Beis HaMikdash and the Har HaBayis. There, every Shevet can connect to the heart of the Kohen Gadol in this location. The heart of the Kohen Gadol, which carries upon it the Choshen, which brings and unites everyone in Klal Yisrael. What is the Musar Haskel? What is the message? Is that in Klal Yisrael we have to work together. Klal Yisrael is a complex organism. There are 12 Shvatim. 12 Shvatim represent 12 different flavors of serving Hashem. Everyone has their unique role, their mission, their purpose. There has to be coordination. There has to be order. One group has to complement the other. There has to be the sophisticated journey where we all travel together and each knows their place and each community respects the place, the space of another community. And this has to be present on two fronts. We can call, if we can borrow the terms from the secular world, our foreign policy and from our domestic policy. When the nations of the world see us in the Goyren Ha'atayt, they see the greatness of Klal Yisrael, our ancestors, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and they see us, the children. They have to see in the Goyren Ha'atayt of the Golan, how we respect each other, how we're different. Every group in Klal Yisrael has a unique approach to serve Hashem and increased his honor, but that does not come at the expense of taking away or stepping upon the space of other people who have a different approach. From the perspective of the Ummah Ha'olam, there has to be Ish al Diglai, the Isis. But at the same time, internally, amongst ourselves, even if we do succeed in presenting to the world a coordinated approach, coordinated, united front for Eretz Yisrael, for Yadus, for Klal Yisrael, within our own ranks, in our own private world, that is not under the scrutiny of anyone else other than ourselves. Similar to the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, B'Va'oyel HaKodesh, there has to also be coordination, respect, knowing one's place, and respecting the position, the Mokoim of others. They're not the same as us. We're all part of the same team. We're all on the same Choshen. We're all being carried upon the heart of the Kohen Gadol and the Mokom HaKodesh. May we merit, that we synthesize the message of the Degolim and our journey as we come very near to our destination. May we dance in the beautiful choreography of the Diglei Yisrael, both internally amongst ourselves, and likewise in the eyes of the world, to bring Hashem honor and glory and joy. Thank you very much for joining, for listening. May you all have a wonderful, successful week. Good night.